The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is a terrible story from Chicago. Harley.
Chicago averages about 90 shootings every week. Murders are headed for record territory in that city. This is a case of a young woman killed by poorly aimed bullets. And it's really rocked the city. Nikea Aldridge is her name. She is actually basketball star Dwayne Wade's cousin. Which is, added to the headline component of this, of course. The two men who are suspected of shooting her are brothers, they were on parole. The police say they were trying to shoot another man. Of course, he helped them make the arrests, no problem there. So they're pretty sure they got the right people.
So she was just pushing a baby in a stroller.
Yeah, she was pushing a baby in a stroller, and about as innocent a moment for her as it could have been. They were trying to shoot this other guy, managed to shoot her instead. It's just no good. It's also Chicago's kind of an interesting, kind of case because on the one hand, people say, all these guns, we got to do something about the guns. But Chicago has some of the strongest anti-gun laws in the country. But the criminals don't really care.
No. 32 years of age, terrible story.
Yeah.
And the district attorney?
Yeah, people lie in court all the time. Legal observers say witnesses do it daily. Most lawyers look at it, part of the process. Jury's got to ultimately sort out fact from fiction. It's also, however, as we all know, illegal to lie when you're under oath. It's called perjury. And in Lake County, California, the district attorney has said, enough of this. So he has appointed one of his 14 prosecutors to focus on perjury by witnesses. And he'll bring charges against people who get up there and lie. Now, it's one thing if you're if you're an expert and you've been called to testify for one side, then you're going to have your case, your opinion. But when in the case of witnesses, they're not asking for opinion. They're asking for what you know.
No, good point.
What you've seen and what you haven't seen.
Good point. Well done. And the turtle?
Yeah, this is, I guess, a success for the environmental efforts to try to help loggerhead turtles. They've recovered their numbers dramatically. In Georgia, volunteers this year have counted more than 3,200 nests, which smashes last year's record by 40%. In North and South Carolina, loggerhead turtle nests are up more than 20%.
What's a loggerhead turtle?
It's a good-looking little turtle. They start with about 2 inches, and they wind up about 3 feet long. They're great big turtles. They were endangered not that many years ago. The 2-inch baby turtles have to hatch along the shoreline. It's easy to disrupt their nests, and then they get in, they try to find the sea. As long as there aren't any bright lights along, they'll find the reflections on the sea, the brightest thing, and they'll go toward that. Then they got to get out to sea in order to try to survive all those predators that are already out there. Nonetheless, we've done a pretty good job, I guess, of protecting their nests along those coastlines, and now they're back. So, hooray for us.
Hooray for us. I love the way you tell it. Well, hooray for you, Harley, and we'll see you tomorrow. There he is, Harley, in the United States of America. It's 8:30.